When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Dan says, I think that kids with family members that have guns should shoot them and see what they can actually do to a target like a watermelon. We live in a video game generation, and kids need to know they're dangerous and that they are real weapons. I think one of the biggest threats to the school system is dipshit parents who don't realize that their kids are psychos. Plenty of kids are psychos who would shoot up the school. The first line of defense is the parents. So, like, let's say in an alternate reality, Ethan Crumbly is my son. He's not bathing. He draws pictures of shooting people. He stays in the house, eats his boogers, and plays video games. Hey, son, I'll be right back. And then you come back with a straitjacket, and then you lock him up, and you have him committed, and you forget about him. You never go see him. You let his brain rot, and you're protecting society by keeping this little psychopath away from everyone. That's what you do. I don't know if you saw this. Did you see that deal where I think some of you might even know this story, that it might have been Trump who made this a thing. I think there's a device that you can put on a handgun that it turns the handgun into a machine gun. And, you know, depending on who's in office, those things are illegal. They're not illegal. I don't know what the fuck, but I'm pretty sure now you can get this thing. Okay, that's what it was. It was the bump stocks. So you can just go, oh my God, yes. Oh man. I'll take two, please. Cole says, profile the kids. You can tell by looking at them if they can use a gun or not. Oh, there you go. Glock switch. That might be what I'm talking about. It's, you can just take your fucking 9mm and you put like a long magazine in it, and it's just like just shooting all over the fucking place. It's great. So cool. All right. Where was I on this? Okay, so anyway, that's it. That's the end of the line for these poor families. Makes me sick. All right. Chris sent me a couple stories. Thank you, Chris D. Always good. This woman is claiming that her 7-year sinus infection was caused because her boyfriend farted on her. Her ex-boyfriend. I got it. This is crazy. Okay, this is her giving that story. She's like, I've had a sinus infection for 7 years.
Today I realized that I think my ex-boyfriend got the best possible breakup revenge that anyone could ever get. We dated like 7 years ago. I've had a persistent sinus infection ever since he and I stayed in a hotel one night after I had surgery. And he farted terribly, like I couldn't breathe. I've never, ever, ever smelled anything that even compares to that. And I got my sinus infection cultured today. I've gotten it like imaged. I've had all of these tests done. Doctors haven't been able to figure it out. And it is E. coli. And usually don't get E. coli in your sinuses because E. coli is from poop. So
I don't believe that. If you smell any fart, you've got poop particles in your nose.
Like, I don't know.
How I mean, I'm team pick your butt and smell it, so.
That get in your sinuses unless you have a boyfriend who farts disgustingly and you are forced to inhale it because you are immobile after ankle surgery. Oh, my God.
Okay, that's a good story, but I don't believe that that's true even for a second. Are you telling me you've had the same shit up your nose for 7 years? Jeremy says it must have really been a hot zester. Yeah, no, that's not. You know what you should do? You should run this by your doctor before you turn on the phone to record something as dumb as this. Donut Dan says she looks like a psycho. Looks like a teacher who dates her students type. I bet she thinks her shit does not stink, LOL. Chris says he didn't fart. She was eating ass. Tyler says he would need to shit on her face, I feel. Man Bun Chris says, I don't know if this is true because my favorite podcaster farts into his own mic daily and only has a cough. Well, I've farted into the mic, but it's not daily. That whole thing is dumb. Thank you to Chris as well. He sent a great clip. They're in a soccer game. On the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see guy with megaphone who's leading the cheer for the home team. The clip starts with looks like a free kick. Guy in the black is going to kick the ball, and it's going to go in the stands. Keep your eye on guy with megaphone. Did he eat it? He totally ate that ball right in the fucking face after he pulled the megaphone away. Ooh, that is sweet. What a crack. Here we go. We're kind of like just rocking the toggle back and forth. That's nice. That hurts too, man. Glasses go flying. If you're not expecting that, like if you head the ball in soccer, that's one thing. But that hits him on the side of the fucking face, and that'll rattle your brain. Great impact noise too when that thing comes flying. He goes down. Ladies and gentlemen, that's too bad. I fucked that whole thing up. No one was able to see it, so that means I got to do it again. Oh, the response by the crowd is perfect. Sorry about that. We have a soccer game coming up. I'm going to make sure on the time on it so I don't screw this up. We will be at Davenport University. 6191 Craft. For a home match against FC Milwaukee Torrent. 7 p.m. kickoff, Saturday night. Get the crew pregame in the parking lot. get good and bombed, and then get put some beer or whiskey in a flask, whatever, sneak it in. I don't care. And you've got the smaller stands, so the fans are more condensed, so they're extra rowdy. I got a clip that Chris sent from last week of some drunk fucker screaming at the refs because the refs were handing out red cards. Michigan Rangers NPSL on Facebook for tickets. You will love this. I'll be there. Chris D will be there. Colton will be there, provided he doesn't have a date. And you all will be there screaming at the officials like mad women and mad men, and at Milwaukee Torrent FC or FC, whatever the fuck they're called. I don't know. The Rangers, I don't think, have lost this year. They're playing outstanding soccer. Jeremy says there might be another couple of special appearances. That tells me that what a lot of people are hoping to be the next great power couple may be in attendance. And that may be Jeremy and Rebecca. This would be get together number three for these two. So round up your friends and go to the game. Jeremy says, maybe I just floated the idea. No, it'd be great. It'd be great. You know, if that thing starts at 7, you're going to be out of there by what? 7? 7, 8, 8:30. You'll be out of there by 9. Man Bun Chris says, heck yes, the PA guy will have to give you a shout out. Oh, I always will. Jeremy adds, 3 get-togethers is enough for a porking, right? Yeah, I know that Rebecca finds that hilarious, but I'm uncomfortable on your behalf when you do that. You guys, but I like the communication between you two. Like, I think that the communication level between you two is such that it would be that matter of fact. Like, if that were to come to fruition, it would go like the soccer game's winding up, and these two have been communicating wonderfully, and so she's like, hey, let's go get a pizza, and then you can eat my ass. It would actually be like that. Hey, you can put your ding-dong inside of me after we go eat. Let's go. Isn't that the way you young people do things? You kind of like, yeah, let's just go screw. Who cares? God damn. Tyler says, out by 9. That's prime clam chowing time. Rebecca says the accuracy of this conversation. Yeah, I know how you two tick just from the chat. I've never seen you two in person ever. I don't know. But I know I'm right. Jeremy says we can eat out, then I can eat out. My God. Tyler says, yeah, young people don't wait till the third day, just the third hour of knowing each other. Yeah, it's remarkable. I would be so in trouble if I started dating. Of course, if that ever happened, God forbid, it would be someone my own age or older. So hopefully we'd have the same sensibilities. Because if the sensibilities of today's millennials and younger infiltrated the thought process of whoever I would be going out on a date with, and that idea was suggested that early into the first evening, I'd be like, well, wait a minute here. Is this okay? It doesn't seem right. It seems like we're kind of like putting the cart before the horse here. You know? David says life is short. Why wait? Man Bun Chris says Easy would have his age setting all the way up. Nick says third date is the new waiting till marriage. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Rebecca says don't be such a prude, Easy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, people are not prudish these days. They are, most people are DTF early on in the courtship. You know, I'm like, I would be the type that is like, I wouldn't bring it up. I would be just trying to be very aware of the signs. And I guess it just depends on who you're taking out to eat and dating, how aggressive they would get with their signs, you know. I mean, I don't know. It's not like I've done this. It's been the last time I had to worry about this. George W. Bush's dad was the president. George Herbert Walker Bush. That's the last time I had to worry about any of this. 1989. Early February of 1989. Damn. Man Bun Chris has a quote of me if I were dating. Oh, you're 76? Perfect. How's your toesies? David says, when your yogurt cannon is broken, waiting makes sense. Jeremy says, not going to lie, signs have been floated out there. Okay. All right. So, you know, at this stage of the game, you know, you're right. And that's not my department, but perhaps the ovaries are popping. And I don't ask. I'm not like, I don't expect anybody to kiss and tell. Speaking of my yogurt cannon, I'll be meeting with Lauren, my nurse practitioner from the urology clinic on Friday. Well, I shouldn't say that. 2 weeks from Friday. How's it going? Terrible. Two people have suggested procedures that I need to bring up with the doc. One is the UroLift. I don't know a lot about that. And the other one is the Aquablation. The Aquablation is they stick a hose up your pecker tip, and with a high-pressure blast of water, they like shank out your urethra and the tube that comes from the bladder. Swear to God, I know somebody who had this. They power wash the inside of your pecker on a very small level. The UroLift is they go through your keister. And then you know how like there's a thing you can, like when you get your blood pressure taken, they pump that thing. They stick this thing up your butthole and they pump it up and it lifts your prostate off of the bladder. And then they yank it out like they're starting a lawnmower. And then that's it. And then it's supposed to, so I don't know if these things work, but everybody who knows me is an expert. And they said, hey, you got to try this thing. So I got to bring this up with Lauren. And it's always such a bummer. Because, you know, she's super young and super attractive. And I have to talk to her about my yogurt cannon and my problems. And it's like, it's all technical to her. But it's still a bummer. God, do I hate that. Tyler says, you need a transurethral prostate resection. Now, I have never heard that ever. I don't know what that is. I'm going to write that down so I don't forget. Transurethral prostate resection. Who knows? Rebecca, one half of West Michigan's newest power couple, says, after mini golf on date number two, Jeremy can confirm that my legs and butt are indeed as strong as I say they are. I'm not really sure what's going on there. And I don't want to ask too much because I think that that's weird if I ask it. So I don't ever do that. You know, if anybody wants to give me info, that's totally up to them. Okay, she wrote, he got a free feel. Okay, all right. Well, this is remarkable. We have two very aggressive people that are spending time together and willing to share the dirty details about this courting process. My God, what a turn of events. Everybody is rooting for you two. Like, if there was a moment where you two were actually like getting it on, people would be around you like that guy at the soccer game going, no one's going to stop us now. And whammo, all of a sudden a foot hits somebody in the face. They would be cheering you on during that whole escapade. Tyler says next, EZ will be receiving pictures/videos of their Saturday night activities. No, I won't. Do not do that. I do not. That is not in the cards. I am not interested in any of that. No, thank you. Jeremy says, in all seriousness, things are going very well. I'm happy with how things are progressing, and I think Rebecca is also quite satisfied. Well, that's good. You're spending time. Nice. Maybe we'll see you at the damn soccer game. If not, that's fine too. This woman was arrested because she was getting on a plane and she sat down and there was a child next to her. And the child said, hey, fatso, you're fat. How are you going to fit in that seat, Miss Piggy? Now, in the story, Tyler wrote, it's about goddamn time that this started to happen. We need to normalize beating children on airplanes if they aren't acting right. Free this woman immediately because she started to kick the kid's ass because he was calling her a fat ass. All right. Awesome. Here we go. Let's get into this one. She's looking at the camera here. She's about to be arraigned.
Christy Lee Crampton was set to be back home from her family's Disney World vacation. Instead, she made her first appearance in front of a Seminole County judge Tuesday, charged with felony child abuse.
Some of you might only be able to hear this in one of your earbuds. My apologies for that. They recorded this weird. So did you get that? They're getting on the plane at the airport in Florida. They're going to fly home. This happens. She beats a little fucker's ass. And now she's in trouble. What a shame.
Allegiant Flight 2885 to Hagerstown, Maryland was set to take off from Orlando Sanford International Airport just before 2 p.m. Monday. But according to this arrest report, Crampton and witnesses on the plane tell police the child called Crampton fat and Miss Piggy, telling her she couldn't fit in the airplane seat. That's when witnesses say Crampton began hitting the child with her fist and then hit him on the head with a water bottle. Then the report says she slammed the child's head into the airplane window.
Okay, so we are living vicariously through this chick. This is awesome.
The child used his arms to cover his head. Airport police haven't said how old the child is, but Crampton told police the child was very rude and disrespectful during their trip to Disney, and that after the child called her fat, she took his phone away.
Wait a minute. It's her kid. Oh, I thought it was just a kid. I thought, I don't know why I thought that. I thought it was just some kid. Hey, fat bitch.
She claims he then pushed her arm off the armrest twice, and that's when she began smacking him. But police and witnesses say she went beyond typical disciplinary actions. One witness saying the woman was not correcting the child. Yeah. She was abusing him.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Which is okay in this moment. Yoda World says that's hilarious. The kid shoots back with that after the get your arm off here, bitch. Donut Dan says, surprised by the airline. Figured it would be Spirit or Frontier. Okay, so most of us growing up, can you imagine what would have happened if you called your mom a fat bitch and called her Miss Piggy and said, I'm surprised you can fit in there. So you know that kid hears that from dad. Dad talks to the chick like that. You know, this whole family is completely dysfunctional. Cole says this is a kid that you don't give a gun. My God. I don't think that a parent who has to endure that type of abuse should be. I think that they should have moved her to first class, frankly. Megan says she's probably not very nice either. How can we possibly say that? I think the assumption that this happens a lot to her and that the husband is an asshole is fair. I can't say she's probably not very nice. Pooh Bear, if one of the kids said, called her a fat ass and said what this, I mean, she would do the same damn thing. My God. I think Jeremy's picking a fight. He wrote, Megan, victim blaming? I'm shocked. Is that a thing? Is Megan a victim blamer? I never thought that. She's going to kick your ass now. Chris says, well, Allegiant isn't exactly Emirates Air. Well, whatever. Who gives a shit? It's a cheap flight. Donko says, I totally understand. It's the end of a Disney vacation. Just want to wipe everybody out. Yeah, I mean, seriously, if you take that fucking brat on a Disney vacation and then they're getting on the airplane home and the kid treats the mom like that, you whip his ass then and you whip his ass when you get home. My God, nowadays you go to prison. Rebecca says, I'd side with Megan on this one. A tired mom and an a-hole kid is a recipe for disaster. Jeremy says, I'm shocked she would say the mom deserved it for being mean. That's out of Megan's character. She's usually so kind, then blammo off the top rope. All right. Anyway, I side with mom. So at the baseball game yesterday, the Tigers game, this is going around. You know how, like, they have the team that grooms the field? The grounds crew? Like, if it starts to rain, they'll roll the tarp on it? Well, one of the members of the grounds crew somehow got injured in the Wednesday afternoon game. And then he's sitting there, they're tending to him. It looks like he hurt his leg pretty bad. And he noticed that the camera was on him. And the announcers were like, oh, my God, he got hurt. Boy, I sure hope he's okay. And just taking a little time to get through it. And then this kind of goes off the rails here. Watch what the guy who got hurt does when he notices that the TV camera is on him and he's on TV. It'll clear up. It's blurry right now.
We don't see this very often. I hope this guy's okay. If a part of the grounds crew, he's hurt.
All milling around him.
And the one of the EMTs is coming out.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's too comfortable, so might need a...
Look at this EMT. Can you imagine if there was like an emergency where someone had a heart attack and this dude, who actually looks like he wouldn't fit in a plane seat, comes out with his equipment and he has to walk because he's so out of shape? This is Jeremy in September.
Hope it's just a leg and something not too serious.
That's what it looks like, his left leg.
Knee?
All right, so keep your eye on guy who's got the injury.
Yikes.
Get his body. God, man.
Injured guy sitting there. And then... notices that he's
so we're gonna have a little
camera.
Bit of a delay here
he gives the middle finger to the cameraman. He doesn't like, he's so upset.
That you do not see that very often, but
the other guy notices. This is the
can't do that.
There was a thread on this exact moment on Reddit that said, oh, he's fired, you should fire him. And I hope they don't do that. The Giants NBC Sports Bay Area broadcast returned from the break, and then that happened. It would not surprise me if the member of the Tigers ground crew was fired for this, because everybody is a bitch in the world. Not sure how the hell he got injured, but he was pissed that he was on camera. So I love that he gave it the finger. I sure hope he doesn't get fired. If I find out that he got fired, that's an embarrassment. But people were like, yeah, this is a family game. You can't give people the finger. You just can't do that. It's like, shut up. Come on. All right. Thank you again to the sponsors for helping make this show possible. Hello to Frank Fuss. If you need health care, if you're in a scenario where your boss does not provide health care, or perhaps you're in between jobs, or you're self-employed, it's up to you to get your insurance on healthcare.gov or Obamacare. Have Frank Fuss do it for you. It doesn't cost you anything. Go to buyinsurancehere.com, buyinsurancehere.com, to get started. Frank will walk you through the step-by-step process and make it very easy for you. He doesn't charge anything. You don't pay Frank. He gets paid by insurance companies, because he's putting you into their policies. So if that's how you get your insurance, reach out to Frank. If you're taking advantage of Medicare because of retirement, or you have some Social Security planning to do, Frank can help you with all of that. And he also specializes in life insurance policies. Get started today by reaching out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. Got racing Saturday at Berlin. BerlinRaceway.com for tickets. You got to get your $14 tickets online by 11:59 tomorrow. 11:59 p.m. After that, the price goes up. So get them in advance for you and your crew. 15 and under, always free. Parking, always free. You can bring in a 12 by 18 cooler or smaller with whatever you want in it. But no glass, please, and no alcohol. You got to get the alcohol products inside of the venue, which are affordably priced. There's a band there playing in the bar after every night's race. People hang out. They do their cha-cha slide and the Cupid shuffle, and away you go. BerlinRaceway.com. All right. Let's see. Tyler sent this clip along, and he has a suggestion. I say all charges on this teacher should be dropped. Subject line, another teacher sex scandal. Again, Tyler. I say all charges should be dropped, as Trump would probably say. She was railroaded. A little bit of railroading going on here. Railroading is a terrible thing. We should correct this railroading. Reagan Gray has pled guilty to sexually assaulting a 15-year-old teenager that she met while volunteering at an Arkansas church. This is the former church, excuse me, of President Bill Clinton. This began in 2020 when she was 23 and he was 15. They met at this iconic Emmanuel Baptist Church in Little Rock, where she volunteered with the student ministry. So this isn't like a real school teacher. This is like Bible study, I guess. So I guess this is what I'm talking about. Women these days are super aggressive. We were talking about this earlier in the show about young people and their sexual proclivities. It is the summer of love right now, and it just continues on and on and on. Every day is another extension of the summer of love. And these horny women are willing to risk it all by having sex with children. You know, it's a good thing that Jeremy is there to take another one of these women who are reckless with their sexuality off of the market, hopefully one day, maybe soon, because you never know what's going to happen. These women get wound up and then they need sex. The 15-year-old said that Reagan Gray had given him oral sex, but claimed that they didn't have intercourse so he could stay pure, according to court documents. So she is, that's the religious element to this. Now, as you can see, she should 100% be set free. This is the mugshot of her. This woman, whether guilty or not, should be set free, according to Tyler. Gray initially was charged with sexual assault in the first and fourth degree after her arrest last year, but she did plead guilty to sexual assault in the second degree. She was sentenced Monday to 6 years probation in order to pay a $1,000 fine. She must submit a DNA sample and will be placed on the sex offender registry, according to the local TV station. She's barred from having any contact with the victim and has since been fired from her job as a middle school teacher. Yeah, they don't like that. The victim's parents discovered a trove of racy text messages, including nude photos between the victim and Gray in 2020. Which they reported to the church's then head pastor, Stephen Smith, according to court documents. Smith confronted Gray about the texts, but she assured him that the relationship was not physical. Federal authorities launched an investigation in 2024, blah, 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 and then it all came out eventually. Well, it all came out of his penis, and the truth came out. Smith resigned from the guy who was leading the investigation. He got in trouble, too. He had to step down, too. God damn. What a catastrophe. Come on, women. I know you're charged up, but you got to shoot for guys who are past the age of being a minor. You know, if you could just shoot for the stars a little higher, 16, 17, whatever the age is in your state, you can still have a damn good time. My God. Jeremy says, I think it's funny that the original stated goal of Fatathon was to get me some top, quote, top-notch muff. And lo and behold, the top-notch muff was in the chat the entire time. Rebecca says, I'd like to clarify that at no point if I considered dick from any person under the age of 30, I have standards. Oh, I believe that. I believe that. Bob says that this chick should have gotten 24-hour probation. Tyler says this case should have been a slam dunk for her lawyer. Exhibit A, picture of the defendant. Judge should have thrown the case out at that point. And then he says, I read another story that this pastor also had been busted with girls at that church. My God. I think one of the biggest mistakes that people can do is leave their children unattended with anybody associated with anything religious. Don't do it. In fact, I actually suggest no involvement with any organized religion. I think you're better off not being involved with organized religion. That's just my take. That's my current frame of mind. You know me. Dana Bentz is here. We talked about her yesterday. Dana, I did some more research on you yesterday. Still trying to figure out what you're trying to do with your research on podcasters. But I did stalk you out that there is some material that you've posted. It is important to note that Dana plays hockey. And that takes a special type of soul. That was cool. She does podcasts about playing hockey and shit. I'm not sure what else. I saw it. I saw a couple clips. You on the ice, whatever, doing your thing. Take a couple shifts. You should come back here more. This group needs you. We need more people in this group. She says, LOL, the research is still a secret. How long is it going to take? Who is leading the, are you leading the charge on the research, which I don't even know what it's for? Or is someone making you do the research? Or are you doing your own research and hoping to present your, what type of research? I know I was included in the research, but what the hell are you doing? She says, I'm asking the same thing. No, I work for a company that hasn't launched yet. Well, tell them to hurry up. You know, you should actually take this clip and say, hey, he's talking about you. He doesn't know anything because he's in the dark. Whoever this person is, tell them to hurry up because I'm annoyed. I want some closure here. Get after it. I have a feeling it's only going to let me down. Like it's going to be something that I'm like, oh, is that it? It better be great. Patrick says, if you're going to research podcasting, you want to start at the top with Zane. So she's doing something right. I guess I don't even remember what we spoke about. What? I don't even remember what you were inquiring about. I think you were kind of like getting the ins and outs of how I do what I do and what way I do it. I don't know. It was so long ago. It was like 10 years ago. Are you Canadian? You play hockey, so I think you might be Canadian. You could be. You might know Tyler Glenn from Manitoba, Winnipeg. It would say it'd be Winnipeg, Manitoba, not Manitoba, Winnipeg. I don't know what I'm talking about. Aha. Yes, dual citizen Canada and the U.S. What do you think about the Toronto Maple Leafs barfing in the playoffs yet again? Oh, my God, what a bunch of losers. So bad. I actually feel bad about that. What a catastrophe. Okay. I'm out of things to talk about. And you know me. I don't like to waste your time. Tyler says poor Brendan Shanahan got axed too. Yeah, boy. She writes, I live in Dallas now, so my team is the Stars. Oh, Jim Nill. I've actually spoken with him many times over the years. And one of your former assistants is, what the hell is his name? Todd Nelson, former Grand Rapids Griffins head coach. You don't know this, but I have a lot of connection with AHL hockey. I've been a public address announcer to the Grand Rapids Griffins for 20 years. So I've seen a lot of faces come and go. And one of them is Jim Nill. He was the assistant general manager to Ken Holland for years and years and years. He should have gotten the GM job. And then he took his skills to Dallas. And he's fucking great. He brought, and so Nelson, the connection is Nelson was in Grand Rapids and he won the Calder Cup. And Nil said, hey, you'd be a good assistant with our team. Brought him over there. And then the logical step would have been a head coaching gig for Todd. But he ended up going to Hershey, PA. And is, I think, won two more Calder Cups with that team. Oilers will be taking out the Stars tonight, says Cole. Rebecca asks the question, is Mitch Marner staying a Leaf? Who knows? Kuiper says Marner is out. Calvin Pickard will be on his way to the Stanley Cup after the Oilers win tonight. He was a goalie in Grand Rapids for quite some time. I remember that name, Calvin Pickard. It's quite good. I need the asshole of the day. Does anybody have an asshole of the day? I want to make it Dana for not telling me what the hell she's researching, but she's just doing what she's told. So that's okay. David says the kid on the airplane is the asshole of the day. That's a great suggestion. And the hero of the day is the mother who beat his ass. All right. I got a second on that one, says Patrick. There's your asshole of the day, the kid on the plane. As you know, I'd like to go 2 hours, but I'm short. I got nothing else to talk about, so that's it. I'm going to leave it right here. I'll talk to you on the Patreon bonus. I've got a lot planned today. I've got Patreon bonus. I've got dentist appointment, always brutal. And then I've got Big Fraud Thursday with Ben Glaze starting at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Join me on Patreon for that. As we'll have Who Are These Free Beers, followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Do it. Sign up for my free Patreon. I need 3 people to sign up for my free Patreon. Are you hearing me, Dana Bentz? That's how Eric Zane does podcasting. After on the this is the free platform. We move it over to the pay platform after this. But you get it for free. You get it for free when you sign up for 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's where the real rubber meets the real road on Patreon. Sign up for 7 days free and you can participate on the free Patreon platform for 7 days free. You do have to put in a payment form, but you can cancel it right after and you still get the 7 days. And then after the 7 days, you're like, you know, I like this. I want to keep listening. You go back into your profile, re-enable your card, and I'll charge you either $5 a month or $10 a month. If you do opt for the free 7 days, sign up for the 7 days free on tier two, because that's audio and video and live streams. I know that's a lot of information. I apologize for that. All right. So, again, I want to thank you guys for being part of this show. And we will talk. I had my theme here, but then I lost it. I appreciate you so much. That's going to do it for me. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Bye-bye.